Chavzayin Amun Aleph, Halacha Gimel. A Zuhi Chatzar Shei Chayvas Meisers. So we said, and we mentioned it in Gemara Mamatzia, that it's Chatzar Dumi the bias, that it's got just like bias, it's Mishtamar, so Chatzar is also Mishtamar, that's the type of Chatzar that is Kaveya. The Mishnah is going to ask us what is considered a Chatzar HaMishtamar, that is Kaveya for Meisers. So the Gemara Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, this is a Tyrian courtyard where the utensils are protected. Sixth, he says the guards were customarily stationed in these courtyard entrances. So this Tyrian courtyard is protected by a guard.
Where Tyrian is a country?
Tyre.
Is it what?
Tyre.
Is it a city where?
Lebanon.
In Lebanon? Okay.
It had a certain shape or height of the wall.
Yeah.
It had a guard.
Okay, whatever it is. So Shomre on Shabbos has halacha chatzar mishtameres, but all the rest of the week, I don't know.
I don't know about even Shabbos because there's more than one entrance.
That'd be a small nightmare.
Isn't there a
sheet
that says Shabbos in
and
of itself?
Okay, Stewie, relax. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, Chatzar, Hatzuris, Shakel, Shmuel Sama. Okay, Rabbi Kim Aymer, Kol Noel Petura. If you have a field where there are two Balabatim, so one guy can open the door, another guy can close the door. Another guy can open the door. So you don't know if the door stays closed or not. You're not in control. So in that case, that's not called mishtamer because the door could be open. If it's a place where you are in control of the door and you can lock that door so that it's closed, then it's mishtamer. Whenever you're not embarrassed to eat inside it, in other words, it affords you a certain amount of privacy, that's what's mechayev you. If it's a type of yard which people can go into and no one says anything to them, saying, what are you doing here? Then that would be potter.
That's not a courtyard.
Rabbi Yehuda says, two chatzeres, one inside the other. So the Mefarshim say, Rabbi Yehuda is going, l'shitas Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe, which is basically, you have to have a doorway which is where the door is going to stay closed. That's what Rabbi Kiva said, right? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you have two chatzeras, so if you have the people on the outside chatzer, if they were to close their door, they don't know that it's going to stay closed because the people on the inside chatzer have a right to go through the outside chatzer to get out. So they can open that door. So it's not guaranteed to stay closed. On the other hand, the people on the inside have a right to keep the people from the outside out of there. So the inside is chayev, and the outside is patur. Okay? And when it comes to rooftops, we've said this many times already, they are patur, even though they belong to, they are part of a system which is a chotzer, which is chayev, nonetheless, it doesn't make a difference. In other words, even though the way to get to the gag is through the chotzer, it's not going to make a difference. The guy is anyway potter.
But you would have been chayv already.
So that's the Gemara going to ask that question. Why wouldn't the chatzar be chayv already? We already know the answer. If there's a back alley ladder, a fire escape to climb up to the roof, so you don't have to go through the chatzar. We know we had that already in the previous amudim. Beis Shabbat, Shabbat, we're past this. If you have a gate, house, portico, and gallery. Say portico, he explains what that is, I think, in 14. You see, it says portico is a long is a long roof porch in front of the courtyard, enclosed on three sides. The gallery is a long walkway fronting the apartments on the second floor of a building with a stairway or ladder leading to the courtyard below. So that's, if you ever go to a Honey Bistro, Commerce Center, you ever go to eat out over there, Honey Bistro? So if you go through the doorway over there and you go up the steps, That's how you get to the upper floors of the offices up there. My kids, you know, always when I took them out over there to eat, they were always run out and run around. That's their idea of fun. Mm. Yeah, that's instead of going on vacation. That's what we would do. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a gallery. What?
Slept over.
Yeah. I sleep in the car, kids. You go out and play in the upper deck there. It's free. Okay, so that's going to be what? That's going to be, the rule is with that, it's going to be Harel Kachatzar. So then the rule is that's like a Chatzar, meaning means the Chatzar that they're opening up into. So Im Chayav as Chayavim, if the Chatzar is, so they're tofel to the Chatzar. If the type of Chatzar is the type of Chatzar that's Chayav, then those areas would also be Chayav. And Im Turim Turim, otherwise it's Pachar. Okay, that's Chavzayin Omid Aleph. We're now going to turn to base. Hatzrifin, we're going to go through this quick. Hatzrifin, those tzarif, as you remember, from Sukkah, how he says Kosei Kemitzrif, that meant that if you make your Sukkah like a teepee, remember that?
Yeah.
So there's no tefach, there's no roof. It comes to a point, so there's no ohel, so it's not a kosher Sukkah. So anyway, so he calls it conical huts. Haburgonim storage sheds. Aliktoyos summer huts. So they're all potter. What's the reason why these are potter? So he says, I think he says over here. Over here all the way down in two, go four paragraphs down. Since these structures are not suitable for permanent residence, none of them is considered like a house with regard to establishing license obligation. Okay? So they're diras aris of some sort. Then it says sukkas ginisar or ginosar booth. So ginosar booths. Ginosar was a place where they had very, very chashava fruits, very sweet and stuff like that, right? So it's not a house. In three, it says it's a geographic location in Galilee near the Sea of Kinneret, which is also called Sea of Gennosar. How about that? This fertile area was renowned for plentitude of gardens and orchards. So during the harvest, the people of Gennosar would erect shacks in the field to live there for the duration of the harvest. So these are temporary dwellings, right? So, the Mishnah says that if you have this Ginosar booth, even though you have a mill and chickens, in other words, you're bringing in a lot of the stuff from your house into these temporary dwellings, this Torah, it's still exempt. Nonetheless, it's Torah, it's exempt. The reason being, let's see, it says over here,
number four,
that the Mishnah specifies its novelty with regard to the Ginosar, only because it was common practice to have mills and chickens in Gennosar booths. But the reason is because it's used solely during the harvest. In other words, it's a temporary dwelling. It's not going to be it the whole year, okay? Then Rabbi Yossi says, one second, no, I skipped something. Sukkas HaYotzrim, if you have a potter's hut, now the potter's hut was like this. The potter lived in, he had like two rooms. It was an inner room and an outer room. The outer room was where he did all his work. And the inner room was where he lived. So it says over here, the pnimis, the inner room where he lived, that's Chayavas. Hachitzono, where he did his work, is Turo, he's Pata.
His first name was Harry.
Huh? Harry Potter. Oh. Yeah.
You would know about that.
Rabbi Yossi Aymer. Any structure that's not used both summer and winter is potter. Meaning, he's called on a Tanakama. Tanakama says that the potter's inner room is chayef. He says no. A potter's hut is not used as a home in the winter, so it's exempt the whole year, even the summer. As opposed to Rabbi Yossi, who seems to say this chayef in the summer, even though it's not used the whole year round. So it's going to be a little difficult. We're trying to develop Kolim from the Mishnah, and we've just mentioned Astira, because we said that the Ginosar was Potter because it was only temporary, And here, it's not used in the winter, yet we're saying it's chayev. So we seem to be contradicting ourselves. I guess maybe we'll learn the Gemara, we'll get to a yishuv to that. Sukkah sachag b'chag, if it is a sukkah, during sukkahs. So what's the rule with sukkah? Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds diras keva binon, that you have a sukkah keva. He doesn't hold from the din of sukkah sarai. And the Chacham disagrees. So therefore, the lishitasam and sukkah, right over here, Rabbi Yehuda's machayev, because his sukkah during the chag was a permanent dwelling, and therefore it would be machayev, as opposed to the Chachamim who hold it's a diras arai, and therefore it would not be machayev. Everybody knows the famous Pri-Chana Shaila brought down that if you have, I don't know whether Rabbi Osteen has this kind of a sukkah, he probably cut out a ceiling hole and you have a roll back roof.
I know people who have that,
but you didn't do that yet. Okay, well maybe one day you'll be zecha. But I know, I think Dr. Lassen has
it.
Yeah,
Dr. Lassen has that.
I think he has that. I know that Rabbi Weinreb had that one where he used to live in the cross country. Anyway, so the shail's like this. So during the year, it's got a permanent roof on it, so the doorway to that room has a mezuzah on it. But during sukkahs, you pull off the roof, and it becomes a sukkah, which is diras arai. So now everybody knows diras arai is not chayv in sukkah, in mezuzah, right?
No.
What's no?
Because you can have a diras arai and still have a tzuras ha-pesach. The mezuzah there based on
every sukkah has a tzuras ha-pesach.
But
good thing, whether you should take it down?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you'll take it down. The shaila is when sukkah is over, do you have to re-koveya it because of tasav lomino osri? That's the basis of the shaila.
What? If you
left
the sukkah there for 30 days,
it's there forever.
Whatever. Well, anyway, this is the shaila. I'm just mentioning it on the side. It could be totally in this thing. Okay. It says over here it's kavod. Ezohi chotzer. What's a chotzer? So, what's the question? What's a chotzer? Means that what's the tyranny of chotzer, I guess. So the Gemara just says it more explicitly. Rav Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Chal Shashem Yeshiv Al Pischa Umeshamer. If there's a shomer there, then that's a tyranny of chotzer. Now, all the Tanoim and the Mishnahs gave different criteria. The Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Bar Yishem Rabbi Yonason Kulam and Habayas Lamdu. All these different criteria, whether it's, you know, the doorways have to stay closed, whether there's a guard at the door, you know, whatever the reason, whatever the different shatim were, kulon min habayis, although they all learn from biyati min akash min habayis. Bayis tovel dvar Torah, omar biyati akash min habayis, because you said the word biyati min akash min habayis, so you see the word bayis, and therefore chotzer has to be dumi the bayis, and therefore they're arguing, it's just giving you the basis of what each one was saying, how they derived their analogy to a house. Now, who do we paskin like? So the Gemara says, Shimon, Koimei, or Kumei, Rabbi Yechon Amaloin. So it says, our colleague Shimon told us the following in the presence of Rabbi Yechon. It's a very strange structure. But that's what it says over here, and the Gemara is going to ask about this structure. By all of them. In other words, if you have, let's take an example. How would you go lachomer? You go lachomer if, let's suppose, you have a guard at a door at a chotzer, which has doors which are not staying closed. So you'd have to go lachomer because one says a guard is enough, right? Or if you have one door with no guards, you'd have to go lachomer because it's got a door that stays closed. Right, these are all, whatever it is, let's go to home. Okay? Well, now the Gemara asks a question on this language. What is this, that he said it in front of Rabbi Yochanan? What was that supposed to mean? If Rabbi Yochanan agreed to that halacha, and you wanted to spread that was his shita, you should have said it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It carries a lot more weight than one of the Talmidim saying a Dvar Torah in front of Rabbi Yochanan and he's maskim. Say, this is Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Lama lo amr lemishmei. Why didn't they say over this halacha in Rabbi Yochanan's name? So the Gemara says, delay saying milsa, Rabbi Yochanan pligal milsa. We're trying to avoid a contradiction in what Rabbi Yochanan said somewhere else. And we're going to quote that somewhere else in just a minute. Since the Gemara was afraid to quote a contradiction, so therefore they didn't want to say it over in his name. Let's see in a second. Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Bekiva, Kol Shecha Pasech Lecha Noyo, Patur. If one opens it and one closes it, he is Patur. Lo Bishnei Do Yorin. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the words that I'm looking for. Bishnei Shutofen. Sorry. That's what I was looking for. Bishnei Shutofen. I got lost in the English words sometimes. I get this all the time. Bishnei Shutofen. This means that I have two partners, right? We both are partners in this field. I have a right to open the door, and you have a right to open the door. And if you open the door, I'm going to say, no, I don't want the door open. I want it closed. And if I say I want it closed, you're going to say, no, I want it open. So because neither one of us has authority to override the other one's desires, therefore, that's what Bekiva means, right? Kol shechad posech v'achad noyel peturo. Okay, lo b'shnei d'yorin, but not if you have two people that are just living there, meaning a person that's just living there is a renter. So if he's a renter, he doesn't have authority. So the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this. We're on Chav Kas, someone else. The Gemara asks, ma bein shutov and ma bein dir, what's the difference between whether you're a part owner or whether you're a renter? It's the same thing. Kishem sha shutov mamacha, kach hadoyer mamacha, just like a partner can be mocha, a renter also can say, I don't want it to open. He has a right while he's living there and paying his rent. That's talking about where you have two people living in the field. One, there's two houses. One is the owner and one is the renter. So the owner, he's going to obviously have more clout than the renter in determining if he decides that the door stays closed. The renter is just going to have to keep his mouth shut and just live with it. So in that case, there, that's when we said not b'shnei d'yorin. That's what we meant. But you're right. If you had two renters, it would be the same thing. The renter can't object to the baal b'shnei d'yorin. Okay. Next, alei Shimon kumei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Shimon said this in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar d'Rabbi Akiva. That the halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, who is in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, he holds that what a courtyard occupied by partners who have equal rights to open the door, it's not considered secure. So that's more lenient than the previous ruling by Shimon in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, again, let's say this. So what did he say in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan? What did he say? He said, halacha kedivrei kulon l'chumra, right? That means you have to be machma like all the shitas. But over here, he's saying the halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar to Rabbi Akiva, which means that it's Rabbi Akiva's shita that it's totally in the two doors. So which is it? Is it all them l'chumra or just the two doors? So because we had this inconsistency in what Rabbi Yochanan held, that's why we said it in this funny way. Okay, and it quotes a bunch of Amar. We'll just finish it up here. Rabbi Yonah Amar is Zayir of Rabbi Yitabein of Hashem of Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar of Rabbi Akiva Amar Imi Hayre Rabbi Yochanan Devei Reb Ami Halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar of Rabbi Akiva. That there were other people who had this latter version of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and that's how we paskin. Ad kan. Okay?
I have a pergola on my deck. It has a tsuris of peasant.